We're talking with Mike Weeks. Of course, he's president of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. Mike, a couple things we might talk about. First of all, board meeting here over the weekend at the Lazy E as the Ranch Rodeo is underway for 2019. Board meeting had one piece of business, and that was to consider the raising of the fees on brand registration. Tell me about that and how things went.
Okay. Yes, sir. We had a good meeting this morning. For years, it's been $20 brand registration fee, and that's for a five-year brand. The board had met and looked at increasing those dues to $40. After much discussion, we did open it up for a comment period and let producers have the opportunity to send in their comments and thoughts on that. Got about 22 comments out of over a little over 14,000 brands that are registered in the state. So we did have some good discussion amongst the members there that was present at the board meeting this morning. And after much discussion, the brand increase did pass. Some reasoning behind why the board looked at that is, you know, it's probably been 20 plus years since there has been a brand increase. And so when you look at that, I don't know of anything in our industry or anything in the world anymore has not taken some kind of increase due to inflation and amongst other things. And so we just thought that it was time to kind of keep up with those administrative costs as far as the postage, mailing those out, the printing of the brand books. We are going to have to do some updating to our database, which is going to be a significant outlay as far as that goes. So those were some of the big issues on why that we thought the need was to make those increases in the fees.
And this does obviously kick in with this next cycle, which is 2020.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It will. And that's why we wanted to kind of get this deal done before that had kicked in, so we can start fresh on this new cycle. That way we weren't coming midway in the year or midway through the term and raising it then.
As a cattle producer, why do you feel that are brands still relevant, I guess? My bigger question is any.
Yes, our brand is still relevant. I mean, a lot of it means, you know, a lot of it just has the namesake, the meaning to those particular ranches and that have had them registered. But yes, sir, also on the theft side of things, that with a registered brand, that's being able to claim your property, the property that is rightfully yours. If it is registered and has that registered brand in the location that you had marked on your registration application, it'd be like a VIN number on a car, I guess would be a good way to show the ownership that it is yours. So
let's also talk about this weekend. Rich heritage for the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Range Roundup for many, many years. A couple of years ago, the name changed to Ranch Rodeo. But the intent of this event is the same.
Yes, sir, it is. I mean, there's a lot of history represented here. A lot of these ranches the history behind the OCA and what make OCA what it is today, and just the heritage of it, in the camaraderie amongst these ranches. I mean, it's a really good competition and for a great cause, the Children's Miracle Hospital. I mean, that is what we're here, the Cowboys for Kids. So they're helping give back to that. But like I say, just reaching that history and just keeping it alive, I think it's a big part of what OCA does.
Of course, the ranch rodeo concept, the working cowboys rodeoing, it's a little different than the pro rodeo, but yet it's a lot of fun.
Yes, sir, it is. I mean, if someone ever hasn't had the opportunity to come out and actually see a working ranch rodeo, then they definitely I would definitely suggest that, because it is really something. It's not something that you see at the National Finals Rodeo or something like that they see on TV. This is actually work that is actually done on these ranches day in and day out. And just kind of keeping that old Western heritage alive, and it's a really good concept to see.